We are glad to have on the line this morning with us Heather Thompson, celebrated fashion designer, philanthropist, and former cast member of The Real Housewives of New York. Good morning, Heather.
Hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Hey there. How's it going in Cleveland?
Well, it's great. You know, my wife is a big Housewives fan. She's watched all the different series of them as well. And I, so by trans, because I'm there, I happen to see some of that. And I kind of, you know, when you were on, I always remember sort of, I thought, she seems the one that seems to be the most centered. There's some housewives
right.
that seem to be out on the limb. And I'm just wondering,
yes.
how did you fit in those few years that you were on that show?
You know, I really just stayed true to who I was. And, you know, I think that for the first three seasons I was on the show, you know, well, for the three seasons that I was on the show, it was like there was a beginning and a middle and an end for me. I never looked at it as a long-term gig. I wanted to experience something, get out of my comfort zone, and try to make a difference, you know, try to show people a little bit of my life. And so when you're kind of tuning out of your own life and you want to check into, you know, reality television, that there could be something that you could actually relate to, and it wasn't all so outlandish. And so I just kind of stayed true to who I was. And I think I, when it was time for me to leave, it was obvious for me that after my third season that I, you know, kind of one of these things doesn't belong here.
is there a self-awareness that comes about having to live a life and then, you know, 8 months later, suddenly it's all coming back to you again and you have to sort of live in the past for people?
Yes,
who are...
that is true. Yeah, that is wild. More than that, though, it wasn't like reliving, it's what they said behind your back. Like, that was the part that was really crazy. Like, I remember the very first scene I ever shot with Luann de Lesseps. My dad literally had just died right before I started filming the show, and I was had a very healthy place on it, but she was talking about her father, and she asked me about mine. I said, oh, I actually just lost mine on Friday. And we had this nice conversation about it, but on the show, the talking head was, oh, honey, that's not really cocktail talk. You know what I mean? So it's just like that kind of, that was the jarring thing. So you relived something that you were present for, but then you missed that whole, you know, snarky part of it.
Does that take into your, you know, as an entrepreneur or business person, when you're talking with someone, you're always thinking in your head, I wonder what they're going to say behind my back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Carol Razziwell and I started to coin this phrase that was, what people are saying behind my back is none of my business at this point. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why we're glad we can't read each other's minds, because the world would just be a crazy place, if that's for sure.
It's true.
Places, where are you calling us from today?
Well, I am standing on one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. In fact, it's the top beach voted 2 years in a row in America. I'm at the Wyndham Grand in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and I am so happy to be here.
Literally on the beach. I mean, it's sand between
literally
your toes.
On the beach. Yep. I mean, I wish you guys could see me now, but I'll just have to describe it to you. Clearwater Beach is gorgeous. The sand is like sugar. The water is clear and calm because it's on the Gulf Coast, right? They have the most beautiful sunsets here. There's shopping and dining right along the beach. They have their famous Pier 60. And it's really family-friendly place. There's tons of water sports. They have dolphin tours, and they have a pirate ship, and they have the Sea Screamer for those who like adrenaline rushes. It's a really amazing place to come and vacation with the family. All of Florida is.
Housewives used to just travel girls only, and they created all the havoc for that. Maybe if they brought their families on those trips, things wouldn't turn out the way they usually do.
Well, I'm sure their behavior would be much different if they were there with their families. And I'll tell you, you know, family travel, this kind of multi-generational travel, if you will, mixed in with activity, is on the rise. I mean, upwards to 300%. And why do you think that is? And I think it's the reasons like the Housewives that you see on shows like that. We're so connected to our phones, and we're so right now selfish, I think. We're very connected to ourselves where you're entertaining yourself on your phone. You're not watching family television as much as you used to. Everyone's individualized. And I think this active family travel that a state like Florida really is epic in offering people is there's something for everyone where you can really put the phones down and be present in experiential travel together as a family.
Experiential travel is kind of what it is. It's sort of not just a destination, but just sort of the experience of it and
exactly. Seeing
the ocean. There's a lot of people that have never seen the ocean.
Yes, or dip your toe in it. And if you're afraid of the ocean, and that's something that you, and Florida offers you both worlds because you have the Gulf Coast, which is much calmer. You can just like soak in the sun and lay there, and the waves don't even barely lap over you. But then you have the other side, you know, over by Miami Beach, where the waves are bigger than, you know, giants. So Florida has both of those options for people. The classics of Disney and Universal and SeaWorld. I mean, can you imagine being on a ride at Universal Studios with your smartphone on? You know, but it's more than just the big theme parks that everyone knows about Florida. There are actually 3 national parks and 175 state parks. There's zip lining in Ocala. They have the Canyon Zip Line, which is incredible. And the diving capital of the world is right here in Key Largo. So from the state parks to the coral reefs, and by the way, very dog-friendly place, you can bring your dog to a lot of places in Florida, tons of options from restaurants and hotels and beaches that are dog-friendly. So it really is a great place that you can come as a family. So if water is your thing and snorkeling is your thing or swimming with the manatees is your thing, you know, you have all that here, but you also have these amazing state parks. It's not just for golf, even though they have some of the most beautiful golf courses.
So if we want to see some pictures or get ideas of what's going on, where's a good place to get some information?
To visitflorida.com. It has such an amazing user-friendly website that shows you everything that you need to know to get your travel locked down here, because it helps you with things like parking, or if I wanted to go drive out to that national park, where's a good place for us to eat as a family, or what else can I do while I'm around there? So, you know, look at the Panhandle if you were interested in that. They have amazing best-kept secret-type beaches there, like Santa Rosa Beach or Navarre Beach. So you can literally plug in what you're looking for, or just let the website do the walking for you, visitflorida.com.
So nice to talk with you, Heather. Thanks for sharing your morning
with us.
Thank
you. We'll see you down here in Florida.
Bye-bye.